It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with the crude oil market and the dollar. They continue to have the most strength of all the commodities that we're looking at. You know, they had a little bit of sell-off here last week like everything else did, but we continue to see the dollar pushing higher, mainly because of, you know, economic concerns in the U.S. And we're also seeing the crude oil, because of tighter supplies and tighter production numbers, continue to see some pretty good run as well. Now, I'm hoping wheat can be part of this, as we're finally starting to see wheat bounce off of some contract lows after seeing Friday's bearish small grain summary report.
Well, a lot of these grains, too, always usually hit lows, seasonal lows this time of year, don't they?
They do. I mean, you know, we normally would have already seen it in wheat, but because of the lagging and drawn-out harvest, it's taken a little longer to see it in the wheat market and then the poor demand. But for corn and beans, normally the first 10 days of October is when we bottom out and put in our harvest lows.
Sure. What's not hot then?
You know, I'm going to go with soybeans, mainly because we're looking at a warm, dry forecast for the U.S., which will get soybean harvest rolling pretty rapidly. And we're also looking at rain in the forecast for Brazil, which they've been seeing some hot temperatures just like us up here. So I think the soybean market will see a little bit of pressure as we get combines rolling at a pretty good clip.
Corn market, same way?
Corn market, same way. I would look for a little bit of pressure in that market. I don't expect us to go down too hard or fast in corn, mainly because I think that market has found its lows. It just needs to find some demand now.
All right. Anything else we should be aware of?
You know, the big thing is, you know, the crop progress isn't as important anymore, but we need to keep watching harvest progress. And then weather right now in South America is going to be the main driver. That's where the focus is going to start to turn.
It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.